Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In the Catholic Church, there's been a lot of expectation for reform and change as Catholics and even non-Catholics look at the relatively young papacy of Pope Francis. It seems like the Pope makes news every time he utters a phrase or makes a public gesture that appears to soften the Church's conservative centuries-old attitudes. Take, for instance, it was just a few months ago that the world took notice, especially in the United States, when Francis signaled strongly that the Church needed to be more okay with gays. If a gay person wants to come to God, Pope Francis said, then who am I to judge? Well, now it appears Francis could be taking the Church a step further when it comes to its treatment of gay parishioners. A meeting of bishops this week culminated in a new statement calling for more respect for gay Catholics, especially those in committed relationships. But a changing outlook is not the same as changing doctrine or changing practice in the Church. Joining us now is George Weigel, author of Evangelical Catholicism, Deep Reform in the 21st Century Church. He's also a distinguished senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. Mr. Weigel, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
This statement from this group of bishops is called a relatio. It's the Latin term for it. What does it say?
It's not a statement. It's not the conclusion of anything. It's not the culmination of anything. It's an interim report on themes that have been discussed at this synod in Rome for the past 10 days. It reflects the broad range of views that were expressed at the synod. It has absolutely no legislative value whatsoever. It was deeply criticized yesterday. There's a lot of overreacting, I think, going on here.
All right. So bring us back down to earth. I sort of said in our intro there that Pope Francis may be pushing the Church to a more liberal view. Is it too early to say that?
I think what Pope Francis is trying to do is ask the Church to think in a compassionate and pastorally charitable way, how do we make the truths of Catholic faith accessible to people who are living in complicated situations, which we all are? The Catholic Church is a church of sinners. Everyone in the church is a sinner. The church has understood that for 2,000 years. And the portrait that lurks behind some of the reporting today on this interim report, namely that the Catholic Church is a bunch of cranky old men, ogres, who are unwelcoming to people who are living in situations of which the Church does not morally approve, is frankly slanderous. The Catholic Church, at least as I experience it, is a welcoming church. Confessional practice in the church is an exercise in compassion and mercy. It's not an exercise in bludgeoning people. So in order to understand what's going on here, I think we got to get rid of a few Catholic caricatures from our heads and understand that this Pope who says, I'm a son of the church, I believe and teach what the church believes and teaches, is asking all of us to find ways to invite others to a deeper conversion, to a deeper appreciation of Catholic truth.
And still there can't be much doubt, it seems, even though you're sounding a note of sort of consistency and not a great deal of change, that attitudes, well, at least in the West, are changing rapidly when it comes to gay people, and that the church is reacting to that, that Francis is trying to exact a real change in the church. Everyone perceives that. Is that incorrect?
Well, the Catholic Church's view of the moral life is not composed of attitudes, Todd. It's a matter of what we believe to be truths that are embedded in human nature or revealed by God. So to talk about this as if it were some sort of psychological shift is inappropriate. I think what the Pope is trying to do is say, how do we make the truth more compelling? It does no one any good if any of us indulge, as the New York Times did yesterday, in the caricature of Catholicism as an unwelcoming, cold, inhospitable place. That is not how most Catholics experience it. And frankly, most Catholics are offended when they hear that.
There are other truths, George Weigel, of the church that maybe were more or less psychological that have changed over the last 30 years. I don't know if it was a piece of, well, it was doctrine up until, I guess, 1965, that Jews bore collective responsibility for the death of Christ, for instance. That is now no longer doctrinally acceptable in the church, but also a psychological shift. Is something similar going on here or not?
First of all, it was never Catholic doctrine that Jews were corporately responsible for the death of Jesus. So that was indeed a bad attitude, a kind of culturally ingrained habit. And yes, I would say the mission of Pope Francis is to get the church to think very hard about how to teach the truth in love, how to extend compassion to people who are suffering, and how to invite everyone to a converted way of life.
What about the many Catholics who say, George Weigel, that Francis here is moving too fast in what I described as his relatively young papacy on issues of economic equality and poverty? In this case, we're talking about gay rights or divorce, that he's liberalizing a church or trying to liberalize a church too quickly. Is that the case, or is he simply reflecting a church that's open to the times?
Todd, I wrote in the Wall Street Journal last year that Pope Francis has become an enormous Rorschach blot into which people read whatever they want. And I think that's continued to this day. Pope Francis is putting items on the agenda of Catholic discussion that have frankly been talked about for a long time behind the scenes, so to speak. But he's now willing to talk about openly.
There is a place, George Weigel, where the rubber meets the road in Catholic practice, and that's communion. That is a sign of full membership, equality, member of the flock, if you will, in the Catholic Church. Is there anything in this relatio or that might come from it that indicates that people in gay relationships, gay marriages, would be able to take communion like everybody else?
I don't see it right now, because from the church's point of view, those are relationships that are not in full communion with the teaching of the church. The point of the Pope is to invite people to a deeper apprehension of truth, including moral truth. Communion is not a reward for good behavior.
George Weigel, author of Evangelical Catholicism, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Todd.